What's going on? I'm Matt, here to help you on your journey to financial freedom. In this video, I'm going to introduce an opportunity for those of you looking to be able to earn a little bit more in your savings on your savings account through what's called high yield savings accounts. So like some of you, I used to use a savings account where I currently have my checking account, and the offers on my savings account, on those savings accounts that we had with our current credit union that we currently bank with, was around like 0.01% or 0.05%. Now, I will say that anything is better than nothing. However, with these high yield savings accounts that offer at least 1% interest on your money, there's no reason why many of you watching right now should still keep your, you know, savings in that traditional account, that traditional savings account where you're earning only 0.05% interest or 0.01% interest. And so I'm going to try to get into some of the math to show you why today, tomorrow, you may want to consider moving into one of these high yield savings accounts that I currently use, that me and my wife currently use for our finances. This is where we keep our emergency fund, that, you know, 3 to 6 month emergency fund. This is where we just put any kind of savings that we have away. We no longer use a savings account at a brick and mortar bank, because as I get into some of the details, there's just no reason why. You know, you're actually not giving yourself the best opportunity to save as much money as possible. So the two companies that I'm going to present to you are Ally and American Express. We currently use American Express, the personal savings account at American Express. They don't just do credit cards. They also offer this high yield savings account that, you know, gives you like 1.3% interest. I think last year, 2019, we were actually seeing upwards of like 2.1, 2.2% interest on our money. So yes, the interest that you earn on a high yield savings account can vary, go up and down. However, you're most likely always going to receive a higher interest rate through these high yield savings accounts than your savings accounts at your traditional banks, those big name banks that, you know, you probably have your checking with. So to make sure we're clear, high yield savings accounts at Ally as well as American Express do not have a monthly maintenance fee. Okay, and they don't have a minimum balance requirement. So you can put a dollar in there, you can put $2 in there, you can put $3 in there, $100. There is no minimum balance requirement. Now, the money in these accounts are FDIC insured up to $250,000, just like your traditional bank. So they work exactly the same way. The only thing is, it's available to you electronically. There's no brick and mortar building that you go to. Everything is available to you electronically. I'm telling y'all, this is how we've been using our personal savings account. This is where we keep our emergency fund in these high yield savings accounts, HYSA. Some of you will see that acronym being thrown out there, but that's basically the same thing, high yield savings account. Now, currently, as of June, your interest rate that you can earn with Ally is 1.25%. A lot of the costs that these big name banks incur by having these brick and mortar, you know, banks, these physical banks on the street, on wherever you are, you're not going to have that with high yield savings accounts. So a lot of that's why they're able to get these higher interest rates offered to you, because you're not, there's not a lot of maintenance fees that, you know, there are no maintenance fees basically that are required by you to pay. And by the way, I am not an affiliate for Ally Bank. I am not an affiliate for American Express. Like I keep telling you guys on this channel, I'm here to bring you education and tools to help you on your journey to financial freedom. So I have no vested interest in any of these companies. My vested interest is in you, the viewer, the family, the group, the community on this channel who are subscribed and who are not subscribed, so that you can get the best opportunity and the best chance to achieve financial freedom. Now, as I mentioned, we keep our savings account with American Express. However, I like Ally Bank because they offer these calculators that you can see and compare how much you could earn with Ally Bank versus like some of these big name banks that offer lower interest rates. And so if we just go straight to that tool that they have and I put in $100, right? So let's say you started off with $100 January 1st in your savings account, and then you maintain that balance throughout the year. With Ally Bank, you would earn $1.25. Now, I know you're like, oh, that's not that much money, but compare it to these other big name banks that they have listed on their site, and you would get 1 cent. That's how much you would get with these other big name banks, because you basically look at the annual percentage yield with these big name banks or the high yield savings account company that's offering you that savings account, and you would take $100 and then you would look at the percentage that they're offering. And that percentage, you would multiply by 100. So that means for that $100 that you continue to maintain from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, you would earn approximately $1.25. Now, with the big name banks, you would earn a cent for the entire year that your $100 is sitting in that savings account at these big name banks. You're only going to get a penny. For $1,000 at Ally Bank, you would get $12.50 if you maintain that $1,000 balance throughout the whole year. With these other banks, you would get 10 cents on $1,000. So 10 cents versus $12.50. I think you all are starting to understand why I love high yield savings accounts. Now, for those of you who have a bigger emergency fund, a bigger savings account in your traditional bank, let's see what happens when you put $10,000 from that account into a high yield savings account. You're gonna earn a dollar at, you know, these big name banks, but with Ally Bank, you're gonna earn $125 at Ally Bank for the year in interest. That's awesome. That's great. That's your opportunity to earn more, okay? Now, you're wondering, okay, this can't be free money. This can't just be there. What are the strings attached? Now, with high yield savings accounts, of course, you're going to earn interest, a lot more interest than you would at these traditional banks. And so with that, you will be getting these 1099-INT form showing that you received interest on that account. The reason why you never see this form at your traditional banks is because you most likely just never earn enough. You never earn enough to, you know, receive that documentation. And so interest from a savings account is taxed at the marginal rate. What does this mean? That if your income tax bracket is 35%, then the interest on your savings account is taxed at that rate too. So yes, you're going to be earning a lot more compared to your traditional banks. However, you will also be responsible for paying taxes on that money. But if you're earning a lot more, then you're still going to do better with a high yield savings account than when you would otherwise have your, you know, savings account at one of these big name banks. So remember, I told you, January 2019, our American Express was offering 2.1% interest on our high yield savings account balance. And, you know, that's pretty good. These are federally insured, okay? These accounts are federally insured. So your ability to earn like 5%, 6%, that's not going to happen with these high yield savings account, at least not right now and, you know, not in the foreseeable future. But that's why you make sure you have a diverse investment portfolio, which I get into a lot on this channel. So we like to keep our emergency fund in one of these accounts, whether it's Ally Bank or American Express. You can be rest assured to know that your money is federally insured, FDIC insured. Your money is not going to be, you know, you're not going to get any monthly maintenance fees. You're not going to have a minimum account balance. That's why I love Ally Bank and American Express. Yes, there are other companies that offer a little bit higher interest rate. However, because of the simplicity with Ally and the simplicity of American Express, this is where I tell my family and friends to keep their savings account, to keep their emergency fund, because you can earn a little bit more interest on your money, a lot more interest on your money compared to these big name banks. And just remember to keep a mental note. At the end of the year, make sure that you're not spending that money. Remember, that's an emergency fund. So when it comes time to pay taxes, you can always just pull from that account to make sure that you pay for the taxes on the interest that's earned in those accounts, which, you know, will be done on your marginal rate. I hope you all stay safe, and I will see you very soon. Peace.